Hey everybody, it's Amanda. Welcome or welcome back to the Park Ridge Presby Podcast, the message podcast of Park Ridge Presbyterian Church in Park Ridge, Illinois. We would love for you to experience a Sunday morning with us, or you can always connect with us on social media. We are Park Ridge Presby on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. We hope this message inspires your faith to make a difference for you every day. Well, hey everybody, I'm so glad that you are here for part two of our message series, Make a Difference, where we're talking about how God wants us to make a difference individually for the next generation and in the community. Remember, God uses ordinary people like you and me to make a difference. God is using Park Ridge Presbyterian Church to make a difference with the next generation. We believe that the next generation makes a difference and is already making a difference here at Park Ridge Presbyterian Church. You know, maybe when I say next generation, you picture teenagers. I know I always do. Maybe it's because a lot of my work has been with teenagers, and sometimes church leaders or the research that's done about faith in teenagers kind of lumps teenagers and the next generation together. But when we say the next generation, what we really mean is young parents, young professionals, college students, high school students, middle school students, grade school kids, pre-K, toddlers, and babies. That's a lot. That's a lot of people who are already here in the church. Sometimes I think when we talk about next generation, people think we are talking about this one group that's not here. But here's the thing. At one point, we were all a part of the next generation to someone. To someone, we were the next generation, and they decided that we made a difference, that we mattered to God. Our beliefs, our hopes, our fears, our gifts mattered. They mattered in the church, and we mattered to God. We were all the next generation to someone. God is always in pursuit of the next generation. God is inspiring us to continue to tell this story of God's redeeming love that makes a difference for 1,000 generations. Pastor Josh introduced part one last week and introduced this passage from scripture that we're going to be coming back to this week and the next as we go through this series, Make a Difference. And that's the parable of the sower. Remember, parables were stories that Jesus taught to teach us something, to teach us some truth about who God is and our relationship to God. So we're going to read that parable again. It's in Matthew chapter 13, the parable of the sower. That same day, Jesus went out of the house and sat beside the sea, and great crowds gathered around him so that he got up out of the boat and sat down. And the whole crowd stood on the beach, and he told them many things in parables, saying, a sower went out to sow. And as he sowed, some seed fell along the path, and the birds came and devoured them. Other seed fell on rocky ground, where they did not have much soil, and immediately they sprang up, since they had no depth of soil. But when the sun rose, they were scorched. And since they had no root, they withered away. Other seed fell among the thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked them. Other seed fell on the good soil and produce grain, some 100-fold, some 60, some 30. Anyone who has ears to hear, let them hear. So parables are trying to teach us something about who God is and our relationship to God. And I think that anyone who spends time with the next generation should be reading this parable every other week just to stay grounded. You'll see what I mean. I think parents need this parable. I think teachers need this parable. I think anybody who manages young adults in their company needs this parable. I think I need this parable. Parables teach us something about our relationship with God. And this parable is teaching us about how people respond to the Word of God. Now here, the Word of God could be synonymous with Jesus, but it's much more than that. When we see the Word of God written here, well, it means God's unfolding activity in the world since the beginning of time. It means the fulfillment of God's promises in Scripture. It means God on earth in Jesus. Everything that Jesus preached about God and that God was doing in the world. It means the inbreaking of the kingdom of God on earth right now and the future eschatological hope of God's reign yet to come. So the word of God, it's not nothing. There's a lot here. And this parable helps us see how people relate to all of this, which is to say, in a word, differently. People respond to God differently. Using the imagery of a farmer sowing seeds, Jesus talks about the seed that falls on different terrain. The path where the birds eat it up, the rocky ground where the sun scorches it, the thorns where the seed has to compete for nutrients to grow, and the good soil that produces a good and healthy plant. Now, the crowds that were listening to Jesus, they would have understood what Jesus was talking about. They would have had experience with the farmer sowing seeds, or with the crop that didn't make it to harvest, or the one that did, and it's how they fed their families. The story that Jesus told would have felt familiar, entirely plausible, like Jesus was describing something they were already living, like a natural life cycle. Later on, when it was just Jesus and the disciples, Jesus would explain that the seed in the story was the word of God. It was about Jesus and what God was doing in the world through him to bring about redemption and hope for all people. And what Jesus knew and what we need to hear is that people will respond to that differently. Sometimes people don't care. Sometimes people have simple faith and it doesn't last when it's tested. Sometimes people have too many false gods. They're pursuing power or money or status, and there's no room for the one true God to reign in their life. And some people let God's love plant in their hearts and it changes them again and again and again. Jesus lays it all out there very matter of fact. He's not like up in arms upset about it. And read your Bible, Jesus gets up in arms and upset about things. But this, it's like Jesus is laying something out for us that's just a reality about faith and life. And you know this reality. You've lived it, you've witnessed it, you've wrestled with it. People respond to God differently. But I have to tell you, every time I hear this parable, I resist, I challenge, and work against this reality that Jesus is describing because I don't like how it feels. I don't hear Jesus laying out four completely realistic, plausible outcomes to the Word of God. I hear one acceptable outcome and three problems for me to solve. When I hear this story, I want to go running for the fertilizer and the shovel because there's some soil out there that I need to fix. But you know what? Jesus doesn't send the disciples out to fix any one or any one problem. Jesus sends the disciples out to sow more seeds of faith. To tell the story of who God is and what God has done, and to trust God with the rest. And honestly, what a relief, right? What a relief, because do you know what it looks like trying to share the good news of Jesus Christ about who God is and what God's plan for the world is with the next generation right now, who is living through one of the greatest challenges to the way things are that we can remember? Do you know what that looks like? It looks a lot like a farmer throwing seeds and hoping something grows. It's like parenting in the pandemic and teaching in the pandemic, youth ministry in the pandemic, We don't know where this stuff is going to land. We really don't. We don't know who this is going to make a difference for. We just know we have something too good to keep to ourselves. We just know we have something the world needs to hear. And so we just keep doing it. We just keep doing the work and sowing the seeds and sharing our faith with the next generation to equip and inspire them to be the people God created them to be. We just keep doing it. It's not to say that the work we do with the next generation isn't important or that it's careless. It's like you heard earlier in the kids' video, we expect love to grow here. We do, we expect it. And we believe that planting seeds of faith is our most important job. But sometimes where the seeds fall and where they produce growth, well, it's just not in the places we expected. So like the number of young adults who said yes in the last year to serving on our boards, session trustees, deacons, all these young adults who said yes to elected leadership in the church, I didn't expect that. In fact, I thought it was a bad idea. I said, let's not put that on them. Let's not put the trouble of helping to lead the church on the next generation. I was so wrong. I was so wrong. I didn't see it coming that our young adults would step into official leadership in our church, but it's making a difference. I dive into this topic more on our podcast, on the Park Ridge Presby podcast. I get to talk with one of our young adults who stepped in to leadership. And she's got a great story about kind of growing up in the church and going off to college and coming home and coming back to her faith. I wanted her to come on the podcast and tell us that story and what it was like to find herself back in the church and back in leadership. And so you can find that interview on the message page of our website, or you can find that on the Park Ridge Presby podcast. It was a June 2nd episode. So I really encourage you to go check out our whole conversation. But here's two things that came up in that conversation that I don't want you to miss. The first is just how important it is to have young leaders have a seat at the table, to have a seat at the table where decisions are being made. And for some reason, God grew in our young adults this desire, this ability, this saying yes to the opportunity to serve our church in this way. And it is making a difference. By having young leaders in official leadership in our church, we made our inclusive theology explicit with our statement of inclusion and diversity. That makes a difference. In an unofficial way, our young people are leading us to talk about mental health, to talk about suicide and depression and anxiety and burnout, and it's making a difference. The second thing that Corinne's interview reminded me of is the same thing that Jesus' parable of the sower reminds us, which is that people respond to God differently. And a person can respond to God differently at different times in their life. I asked Corinne to talk to us, to tell us about what she would tell a young adult who was experiencing what she experienced, maybe faith falling away from their life or a relationship with God getting distant. And this is what she said she would want somebody to hear. And so if that's you, if that's someone you know and love, I hope you hear this. It's normal. It's kind of normal, she said. You're not in trouble. And God is always there. I think the good news in this parable is that the farmer keeps sowing seeds no matter where they land. So maybe the next time, instead of the seed falling along the path and getting eaten up right away, it makes it to the rocky ground. Maybe the seed ends up in the thorns instead of the rocky ground. Or maybe the seed makes it to the good soil and it produces good fruit. So the good news for you and me is that no matter where we're planted right now, that's not the end of the story. We don't get just one shot at this, because God continues to use ordinary people like you and me to sow seeds of faith in the world. At some point, you were all the next generation to someone. We all ended up here because someone thought that we made a difference and they expected love to grow. And as we wrap up, I want to ask whether that person that planted seeds of love and faith in your life, do they know they made a difference? And even if you've told them before, would you tell them again? And if they don't know, would you consider telling the person who first planted God's love in your life, or maybe who helped that faith grow in you, would you tell them they made a difference? On our website and in the notes for this YouTube video, you can download a postcard that says, "You make a difference." You know, so often we don't get to see, we don't get to find out, we don't get to experience the love that grows in someone else, the faith that grows in someone else, because of seeds of faith that we planted. So often we don't know the story. And so I wonder if there's somebody in your life that you could send this postcard to and remind them that they made a difference. So maybe you'll be the reason someone is reminded that God used them to make a difference with the next generation. Hey, thanks again for listening today. If you'd like to hear more from us, you can subscribe to this podcast or find us on Instagram, Facebook, or YouTube. We are at Park Ridge Presby on all platforms.